The first object we are going to be looking at on the RJM collection on Africa is the Mami Water symbol. Mami Water is a water spirit or goddess found in the mythology of many African and African diaspora cultures. She's often depicted as a beautiful mermaid or a half-human, half-fish creature with long hair and a snake wrapped around her neck. Her name is a combination of Mami, which means mother in many African languages, and Wata, which means water in some West African languages. Mami Water is often associated with wealth, beauty, and power, and is seen as a powerful and alluring force of nature. She's sometimes thought to be a bringer of good fortune, but can also be a dangerous and unpredictable force. Many people believe that Mami Water can provide protection, fertility, and healing, and that she can grant wishes and bring success in business and love. The worship of Mami Water is widespread across Africa and African diaspora, with different cultural and regional variations. In some traditions, she's seen as a powerful and independent goddess, while in others, she's associated with Christianity or Islam. Her worship often involves offerings of food, drink, and money, as well as music, dance, and ritual performances. Now, one would want to know how Mami Water originated. But the truth is that the exact origin of Mami Water is difficult to trace, as our worship and mythology predate written records. However, many scholars believe that she originated in Western Central Africa, particularly among the Yoruba, Igbo, and Fon peoples. So specifically, the Yoruba people have a deity that is really akin to this Mami Water, which is called the Yemoja. Yemoja is a water goddess or deity. The Igbo also have theirs, which is the Nimiri. The Nimiri is also a water deity or goddess that is prominent amongst the Igbo people. I mean, Mami Water is associated wholly with water deities and spirits that are prominent in West and Central African cultures and, you know, mythology. It is also good to note that the worship of Mami Water was also spread through the African diaspora, particularly through the transatlantic slave trade. Enslaved Africans brought their religious beliefs and spiritual practices with them to the Americas, where they met with local indigenous and European religious traditions to form new syncretic religions, such as the Voodoo, the Candomblé, and the Santeria. In these religions, Mami Water often became associated with other water spirits and deities.